Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
U.S. troops back to Afghanistan.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
FDA okays booster shots.
Only for people with suppressed immune system.
Playing on a field of dreams.
To be here, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the United States is taking new military steps as the Taliban rampages in Afghanistan. The sound of battle in Kandahar, one of the major cities that have been captured. Now the Biden administration is sending U.S. troops to help Americans leave. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says 3,000 soldiers are being dispatched.
The first movement will consist of three infantry battalions that are currently in the Central Command area of responsibility. They will move to Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul.
CBS's Cammie McCormick.
First the U.S., then Britain, and now Canada are all sending troops to help reduce their embassy staffs. The U.S. will station thousands of infantry troops at Kabul International Airport. They'll help protect the airport and secure military flights. More than 3,000 additional U.S. troops will head to Kuwait in case they're needed.
CBS's Roxana Saberi in Kabul on the dangerous and deteriorating situation.
Last night, the insurgents took their biggest prize yet, the country's second largest city, Kandahar. Herat, the country's third biggest city, also collapsed. That means the Taliban now control much of Afghanistan's west, south, and north. And this morning, the group released this video claiming to have freed Taliban prisoners in the city of Logar. That's only about 50 miles from Kabul. Many Afghans fleeing the fighting for Kabul feel betrayed. This man says they've been sleeping on mats for almost 2 days. No one is helping us. And for the millions of young people across Afghanistan who know only life after the fall of the Taliban 2 decades ago, their future and dreams are now in jeopardy. Victoria Fonten is a professor at the American University of Afghanistan.
They feel everything that they have studied for, worked for, could go to shreds in a matter of a few days.
In Washington, CBS's Weijia Jiang says administration critics are sounding off.
Republicans are pouncing. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney tweeted, "America's enemies know that the slogan, ending endless war, actually means unconditional surrender." And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said all of this is a result of President Biden believing he knows more than his military advisors.
The FDA has now authorized a third COVID vaccine dose for people with compromised immune systems. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
This is a big step forward in that other nations have data that the third shot clearly offers a benefit to those individuals, helping them fight off the Delta variant.
Israel just lowered its age for booster shots to 50 and over. With COVID case numbers rising in this country, 90% of the ICU beds in Texas are full. CBS's Jana Chamlian is in Houston.
Just 27 ICU beds are available for a region of more than 6.5 million people.
We're back in the throes of things as if we were before the vaccination rollout.
Dr. Kunal Sharma is chief of emergency services at LBJ Hospital in Houston.
The ICUs are full. Every bed is accounted for. And in fact, we have patients waiting in our emergency center for ICU beds to open up.
Dallas's Parkland Hospital says it needs 500 more nurses. More than 10,000 Texans are hospitalized with COVID this week, including 54-year-old Tim Cotto.
Please don't let my husband die because we can't get him the help that he needs. We must find him an ICU bed today in the Houston area.
An ICU bed did open. His condition is dire.
San Francisco and New Orleans now require vaccination proof for most indoor businesses. And for the first time, the U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in on a vaccine mandate. Justice Amy Coney Barrett refused to block a plan by Indiana University to require students and workers to get COVID shots. It's expected to be a rainy weekend in parts of Florida that get swiped by Fred. There are tropical storm warnings up for the Keys and Florida Bay. Kimberly Martin lives in Belle Isle, where they've taken precautions for the kind of rain Fred can bring.
There are different spots on the beach that flood more than others, but in general, the city has done a very good job trying to control the flooding the best they can.
Cuba's feeling the effects of it now. The storm caused flooding and power outages in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Excessive heat warnings are posted again for most of the same places that have struggled through them over the past few days. The Pacific Northwest, the East Coast. This woman in Massachusetts is trying to make the best of it.
I need to find some place where we can cool off outside and get the kids' energy out.
We don't have air conditioning at home, so we have to stay cool the best we can.
New numbers from the Census Bureau show a changing America. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the white population has declined for the first time in history.
White Americans now account for less than two-thirds of the population. That's down more than 8%. The number of black Americans climbed by single digits, Asians and Latinos by double digits, and people who identify as multiracial spiked 276%.
In a court filing, Britney Spears' father says he'll exit the conservatorship that's controlled her money and her life for more than a decade. But he doesn't indicate when. CBS's Steve Futterman in L.A.
Jamie Spears now says he will step down after an orderly transition is in place. Despite the announcement, Britney Spears' attorney says he still plans to go ahead with an investigation into how her father has handled his daughter's finances during the past 13 years.
The FDA has approved the drug known as GHB for a sleep disorder. It's had a checkered past. In the 1990s, an illicit version was known as the date rape drug, and it was tied to deaths and sexual assaults. In the 1960s, GHB was used by some women during childbirth. This morning, correspondent Vicky Barker takes us back 60 years. The Berlin Wall went up, a stark symbol of the Cold War.
August 1961. Cranes lower the concrete slabs into place, watched by armed guards with dogs and horrified Berliners. This woman was in the capitalist West, her sister caught in the communist East.
It was terrible. People crying, shouting.
These people struggled with East German guards, scrambling through the barbed wire and metal barriers of the unbuilt sections.
As the communist barrier between East and West Berlin grows higher and stronger,
at least 120 people died trying to cross that wall, until the wall itself came down in 1989. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Well, last night there was a Hollywood ending on a Field of Dreams.
Anderson hits it in the air to right.
Tim Anderson with a two-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth on Fox. Chicago beats the Yankees 9-8 in the game played in Dyersville, Iowa. Major League Baseball built it and people came to watch it, surrounded by a cornfield next to the Field of Dreams movie set. An NBA star made some fast moves when a life was on the line.
Scary moments for the family of Andre Drummond when his two-year-old fell into a pool. Drummond dove in fully clothed within seconds to save him. The video, which Drummond later posted to Twitter, has gone viral. The newly minted Philadelphia 76er captioned the post, "Not all heroes wear capes," and it's true. The little one's okay. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A British sprinter who was a silver medalist in the 4x100 relay at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo has now been suspended for alleged doping. If the case holds up, the British team could lose the medal. At least three other athletes in tests since the Games have received doping suspensions. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.